Midsummer in the Catskills by John Burroughs. The strident hum of sickle bar, like giant insect heard afar, is on the air again. I see the mower where he rides above the level grass tides that flood the meadow plain. The barns are fragrant with new hay. Through open doors the swallows play on wayward glancing wings. The bobolinks are on the oats, and gorging stills the jocund throats that make the meadows ring. The cradlers twain, with right good will, leave golden lines across the hill beneath the midday sun. The cattle dream neath leafy tent, or chew the cud of sweet content, knee-deep in pond or run. July is on her burning throne, and binds the land with torrid zone that hastes the ripening grain. While sleepers swelter in the night, the lusty corn is gaining might and darkening on the plain. The butterflies sip nectar sweet where gummy milkweeds offer treat or catnip bids them stay. On banded wing grasshoppers poise with hovering flight and shuffling noise above the dusty way. The thistle bird, midsummer's pet, in billowing flights on wings of jet, is circling near his mate. The silent waxwing's pointed crest is seen above her orchard nest, where cherries linger late. The dome of day o'erbrims with sound from hummingbirds on errands bound above the sleeping fields. The linden's bloom faint scents the breeze. And, sole and blessed mid forest trees, a honeyed harvest yields. Poised and full is summer's tide, brimming all the horizons wide, in varied verdure dressed. Its viewless currents surge and beat in airy billows at my feet, here on the mountain's crest. Through pearly depths I see the farms, where sweating forms and bronzed arms reap in the land's increase. In ripe repose the forests stand, and veiled heights on every hand swim in a sea of peace. Read by Alan Davis Drake in Cloud Mountain Studios.